This week marks the 8th anniversary of the very first tweet. And on the line to talk about all things in the world of Twitter, I have the Managing Director of Twitter Australia, Karen Stocks. Karen, welcome to Tech Daily.
Thank you very much and a pleasure to be here.
Karen, you have quite a history with social media, having worked for Google and more specifically on YouTube as well. But you're now working, I guess, for the opposition. What do you see in the future for Twitter?
I think where we see Twitter going is that we believe Twitter is for everyone, everywhere. And what I love about Twitter is that it's a real-time public conversational platform. And this enables Australians to discover great content, connect with others, and express themselves.
Speaking of it being for everybody, what's the take-up been in Australia for Twitter? I mean, we're 8 years down the track after the first tweet, around 500 million tweets happening every day, I read. So what's the impact been for Australia so far?
We've had great feedback in Australia from both our users, our partners, and our advertisers. It's also this week the anniversary of our first employee in Australia, Jono Simpson, so it's kind of a double celebration for us in Australia. And we've been fantastic. We've had a fantastic time since we opened the office in Australia. We have people on the ground from both the partners and advertising perspective working with people externally in the market. And we're very, very happy with the response we've got in the market. And all the metrics are looking great for us.
I guess I should ask if you are doing something special for the anniversary then.
Well, we are doing something very, very special for the anniversary. And my recommendation is for everybody to go to our site. Our site, which is myfirsttweets.twitter.com. And then they can go in there and have a look and see the first tweets.
Oh, excellent. That's a great idea. I guess that'll bring back a few memories for quite a few people who've been on Twitter for some time too.
Yeah, it'll be a very nostalgic blast from the past.
When did you first tweet, Karen?
I tweeted probably about 2 years ago when I started really getting into social, really understanding the power of the Twitter platform. And haven't looked back since.
So do you consider Twitter to be a social tool that most people should be using or could be using? Or do you find that some audience segments perhaps have missed their chance to get into it? Maybe like my parents, for example.
No, not at all. I believe that Twitter is for everyone, everywhere. Anyone that's connected should be able to use the Twitter platform. And the beauty about Twitter is that it allows people to connect with the content that they want. It allows them to communicate with friends, and it also allows them to have self-expression. And the best thing about it is everyone can curate their own experience on Twitter. So I can go and follow the people that I want to follow, connect to the interests that I want to connect to. And what that is for me would be very, very different to what that is to you or our parents, because we all have different interests. So the beauty about the Twitter platform is it is for everybody.
Absolutely. And for those who are just taking up Twitter, just starting out, perhaps what's your top tip so they don't get into it and get overwhelmed very quickly? Because I think that would be quite possible to get in there and say, wow, there's all of this. Where do I start?
Yeah, my top tips are have a look at what your interests are and follow people or topics or organisations that have the interests that you have. So for me, that's netball, that's Formula One, that's social media. So I go and follow people with interests that I have as well. And the second thing is don't put too much pressure on yourself to tweet. 40% of people don't tweet. They consume content and that's a fantastic experience for them. So feel free to tweet when you're ready, but please don't feel the pressure to do it. And you might just start off by replying to a conversation that you're interested in. And then when you're ready to tweet, the world's out there ready for you.
And on the other end of the spectrum, how about businesses considering Twitter as a marketing and advertising tool? What do you say to them?
Yeah, there's a great opportunity for businesses to connect with their current customers or potential customers on the Twitter platform. And because Twitter's live, public, and conversational, it's a great opportunity for them to connect with people in real-time moments. So an example of that would be when the Australian Open was on and Rafael Nadal was playing the match against Stan and he hurt his back. And Kia, who was the sponsor of the Australian Open and also aligned with Rafa, put out a great tweet saying, "Hey, Rafa, we've got your back." That was a really great example of a really relevant tweet based on the conversation and the context in real time. And what we're seeing is those marketers that really excel on the Twitter platform are agile and they're able to move and put relevant messages out there for their current customers and potential customers.
Well, Karen, congratulations once again. 8 years after the first tweet and first anniversary of the first employee of Twitter in Australia. And what's that website we can send people to again to discover their rediscover their first tweets?
It's myfirsttweets.twitter.com.
Excellent. Karen, thanks again for taking time out to chat on Tech Daily.
Thank you so much.